From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahomans TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Melissa, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
We were invited by Oxygen to take a sneak peek at the network's new original movie, Center Stage Turn It Up, which premieres at 7 p.m. Saturday, November 1st. It is a sequel to the 2000 theatrical release, Center Stage, and actor Peter Gallagher and ballet star Ethan Stiefel reprise their roles as director and teacher at the fictitious New York City American Ballet Academy. Melissa, I understand that you liked the dancing, but that was about it?
This movie is cheesy with a capital cheese. The actors playing the leading characters dancing was okay, but nothing spectacular, I thought. And their acting is bearable, but with the lines they're given, they're probably doing the best they can. They do seem to have good chemistry together, though.
Okay. Well, see, I thought the dancing was better than okay. And I should know, you know, my mom is a dance teacher and ran LeClaire's Dance Studio for years. But, you know, although the dancing looked good, the lighting was terrible, so you couldn't really see the dancing that well.
So were they trying to cover it up? I don't know.
Yeah. But the movie's plot was way too predictable.
Very, very cliche. Poor self-trained underdog dancer has to try and make it against the rich, classically trained dancer with a little bit of love triangle, jealousy, all that kind of stuff in there.
Yeah. But even though it was so predictable, I was still touched, almost moved to tears at the end.
Oh, you're a little more of a sucker than I am. But I watched it through the end and still was kind of rooting for Kate, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you touched on the movie a bit. Kate is the poor underdog who tries to go to and enroll in the academy. She doesn't get in.
No.
But the hockey player turned ballet dancer kind of befriends her and you know, trains with her on the side.
Yeah, and she helps him out because she's just kind of a natural dancer, and he was a hockey player, so she gives him some, you know, pointers.
Mm-hmm. And, well, for those who do enjoy the movie after it premieres Saturday, November 1st on Oxygen, here's some good news. Center Stage Turn It Up will be out on DVD and Blu-ray High Def in January. So any other thoughts, lasting thoughts on the movie?
No, I just wish, you know, I wish it could have just been a little bit higher level. I think it could have been a little bit better done.
As far as the dialogue, I mean, again, you know, the dancing was good. I thought the dancing was good.
And you're more qualified to say that than me.
But I guess it was the overall storyline and the lines they gave the actors. Is that what we're basically telling everybody?
Yes. It was nothing you haven't seen a million times before.
So, but on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Probably a 3.
A 3? Wow.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 5. So that's a 50-50 shot. Give it a chance. Center Stage, Turn It Up. Well, that's a wrap for this week. We'll return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime at your convenience.